many people are coming more and more into the whole idea of the law of attraction and how we can manifest what we want to get what we want. Okay, if that makes sense. But the thing is, I think it's been very misinterpreted over the years, and I think it's become a very big self-development tool that what we think is what we get. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean that if you're going to think of an elephant's going to enter the room. No, it's not like that. Imagine if that was to happen anyway. Imagine if we lived in a world where we had, you know, whatever everybody thought, it just literally happened. And just imagine all the negative thoughts that people have on a daily basis. And imagine all the things that people, all these scenarios that we tend to think about. And imagine if these things were to appear right in front of you at that instant moment. Boy, this world would be crazy. Now, that's not what exactly what the law of attraction, and we're very, very lucky that it gives you a bit of a time scale, and the time scale, which is hence why you get to think over what you want, you get to think over what you don't want, and you know, you can always make a final decision. But the thing is, people think that so I wanted so and so thing and it didn't work out for me. Now, the best way to assess is, how are you feeling in the moment? How are you actually feeling when you're attracting these things? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you because feelings is actually everything. Now, once you know how you feel, and once you know how you can control those feelings, and trust me, you can attract whatever you want in your life. So rather than sitting out there and saying, it doesn't work, law of attraction is happening all the time, it's not a coincidence, it's not whatever. Because if you think about it, remember, sometimes you think about something and it happens the next minute, or you're thinking about what the person's going to say, and they say those things because your energy is so high in that moment that you attract them to say that thing or to do that thing. In the same way, if you was to control the way you think and control the way you assess your mind, trust me, you can achieve what you want. You can get that dream job that you wanted, you can get that partner, you can get whatever you want. But the main thing is, sometimes if it doesn't work out, you know, it could be how your feelings were in the moment, or actually it means that you're attracting something better. So if you want to get what you want and believe in the law of attraction, and you know, trust me, there is a higher person out there, is a higher energy out there. When we say person, there's a higher energy that is listening to you. So you can think of it as God, you can think of it as Allah, you can think of it as whatever you want, but it is there. But for that, you need to have good feelings, and for that, you need to have good actions. Hence why they say karma is everything. So good actions, good feelings, and good thoughts get you what you want.